What would you find at the exact center of our world, or the sun, or the universe? Let's get to the core of things. Anyone who visits Howe Caverns knows that when you go underground, the thermometer barely changes year-round. It's always 52 degrees, which is also the water temperature delivered by your home's submersible pump. All this gives the impression that Earth's interior is chilly. But volcanoes argue otherwise. As you head downward, after the consistent cool rocks of the first few dozen feet, temperatures start to climb by 1 degree for every 100 to 200 feet of depth. Earth's center bubbles at a fierce 8,500 degrees Fahrenheit, thanks mostly to radioactive elements like uranium. At our center lies a solid ball the size of Pluto that rotates faster than the rest of the world, as if there's a planet within our planet. In the sun, its center is where nuclear fusion happens. The sun's gaseous surface isn't remotely hot enough for fusion, and is merely where you see its energy being released. All that nice heat and light began in a tiny sphere with just 1/200th the sun's volume. This minuscule ball at the sun's exact center produces 96 billion H-bombs of energy every second. So much for the center of Earth and the center of the sun. What about the center of the universe? Even though we usually visualize it as an enormous ball, that's not accurate. First, the cosmos may be infinite in spatial extent, and an infinite entity has no shape. Second, to picture the cosmos as a ball, you must contemplate it from an exterior perspective, and there's no such viewpoint, since nothing is outside the universe. But most importantly, no matter which galaxy cluster you live in, you see all others racing away from you, which is one reason we know that the center of the universe is actually occupied by you, the observer. You are at the center of the cosmos. 4. Strange Universe. I'm Bob Berman.